Poverty and instability are part of life on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola, shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And, says former President Jimmy Carter, they are conditions that contribute to malaria infections in both countries, along with a lack of cooperation between the two neighbors.
Dominican Republic government and Haiti government have never gotten along well. But both of them trust me. They trust the Carter Center.
That trust enabled Mr. Carter to make a visit to the island in October in an effort to get both countries to cooperate to rid the island of malaria once and for all.
But having him there focuses attention on the problem.
Dr. Donald Hopkins is the director of the Carter Center's health programs and oversees the organization's efforts on the island of Hispaniola. He credits Mr. Carter's recent visit with progress on an unprecedented cross-border eradication effort.
Gave us leverage in helping to encourage both countries to develop a binational plan with a budget and with a target date for getting rid of malaria on the island altogether by 2010.
This year, malaria infected about 30,000 people in Haiti and several thousand more in the Dominican Republic. A pilot program established by the Carter Center in 2008 helped to curb the disease by donating insecticide-treated nets for beds and microscopes to diagnose malaria samples. Dr. Hopkins says in the wake of Mr. Carter's visit, the emphasis on fighting the disease is shifting.
What we sought to bring that was value added was a focus on elimination, not just on continuing to treat and to control the malaria problem.
The Carter Center is seeking to eradicate malaria on Hispaniola by 2010. And to rid the island of lymphatic filariasis, a painful swelling disease also spread by mosquitoes. Haiti and the Dominican Republic are two of the last outposts in the Western Hemisphere for the disease.
The Dominican Republic expects to eliminate lymphatic filariasis by the year 2010. Haiti also announced a plan to eliminate lymphatic filariasis on their side of the island by 2020, because they have much more lymphatic filariasis remaining.
Which means that when we are successful, there won't be any more of those diseases in anywhere in this Western Hemisphere.
To reach that goal, Mr. Carter says much depends on the willingness of both sides of the island to continue their cooperation. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.